You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 277. Today, we're talking about Memento Skills, a new framework that lets AI agents rewrite their own skills without retraining the underlying model. Boone, why does this matter right now?
It matters because we're seeing a surge in autonomous agents being deployed in various industries, but these agents are limited by their inability to adapt to changes in their environments without retraining. Memento Skills addresses this bottleneck.
That makes sense. So, how does Memento Skills work? What's the magic behind it?
Memento Skills acts as an evolving external memory, allowing the system to progressively improve its capabilities without modifying the underlying model. It uses a read-write reflective learning mechanism to update its skills, which are stored as structured markdown files.
I see. And what about the skill router? How does that work?
The skill router is a crucial component. It retrieves the most behaviorally relevant skill for a given task, rather than just the most semantically similar one. This is a significant improvement over traditional retrieval augmented generation systems.
Okay, got it. So, who are the potential users of Memento Skills? What market is this targeting?
Enterprise teams running agents in production are the primary target. They can benefit from Memento Skills' ability to sidestep fine-tuning model weights or manually building skills, which carries significant operational overhead and data requirements.
That's a great point. And how does Memento Skills compare to existing approaches?
Memento Skills has an advantage over current approaches, which rely on manually designed skills or prompt optimization. It provides a more generalizable and adaptable solution, enabling self-evolving agents that can overcome the limitations of frozen language models.
All right, so what's the user story here? How does Memento Skills fit into the workflow of an enterprise team?
The user story is that an enterprise team can deploy Memento Skills to enable their autonomous agents to adapt to changing environments without requiring significant retraining or manual intervention. This can lead to improved efficiency, reduced costs, and enhanced decision-making capabilities.
Okay, I think we've covered the key points. Boone, what are some next steps for our listeners who want to explore Memento Skills further?
Listeners can start by checking out the Memento Skills paper on Archive, and then exploring the read-write reflective learning mechanism in more detail. They can also try implementing Memento Skills in their own projects or experimenting with similar frameworks like OpenClaw and Claude Code.
Great advice, Boone. And finally, what's the takeaway from this episode?
The takeaway is that Memento Skills has the potential to revolutionize the way we build and deploy autonomous agents, enabling them to adapt and evolve in response to changing environments without requiring significant retraining or manual intervention.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Exploring Next. We'll be back with more exciting topics and insights in the next episode.